Hello, and welcome to Pharmapodia, a place where you can listen to what's happening today in the pharma industry. As usual, let's start today with drugs on the move. Let's start with some good news from the University at Buffalo. Researchers at the University at Buffalo is about to start the landmark prospective randomized double-blinded study to test the liberation treatment to halt the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Liberation treatment will examine the effect of dilating blocked neck veins in multiple sclerosis patients. It works by using angioplasty to remedy the blockage and hopefully improves MS symptoms of progression. Moving on to MORAb-022, it has entered the phase 1 clinical trial in Europe as the treatment of inflammatory disease. It will be studied in both healthy volunteers and patients diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. The study is being conducted in the Netherlands. It is a fully human antibody developed by using Morphotek's proprietary human morphodoma technology. Morphotek is a subsidiary of Eisai Inc., formed by Eisai after the reorganization of its global R&D organization. Now moving on to phase 2 clinical trial. Pluristem plans to conduct two phase 2b clinical trials of PLX-PAD. PLX-PAD, a placenta-derived cell therapy, is being investigated for the treatment of critical limb ischemia and moderate to severe limping. The two phase 2b trials will evaluate the safety and efficacy of PLX-PAD as the treatment of critical limb ischemia, the end stage of peripheral artery disease, and moderate to severe claudication. The company is currently in the process of designing the trials. It has just received a $2.5 million grant from the Office of Chief Scientist to cover the R&D costs from March 2010 to February 2011. BCG has been shown to be safe and effective in type 1 diabetes patients. It is currently being studied by the researchers at the Massachusetts General Hospital and the Iacocca Foundation. The phase 2 trial is underway. BCG works by temporarily increases the tumor necrosis factor in human and mice. As the result, it will eliminate or could eliminate the abnormal white cells in the individuals with type 1 diabetes, which could lead to the reversal of the disease. Moving on to GenFit. GenFit announced that it will continue the development of GFR505 as the treatment of early diagnosis and prevention of cardiometabolic and associated disorder. GFR505 is currently in the phase 2 study. Rediprodu has completed its phase 2 clinical trial as the treatment of diabetic peripheral neuropathic pain. The data indicated that Rediprodu did not produce statistically significant or clinically meaningful pain reductions in the mean daily score when it was compared to the placebo group. It is a novel, potent, orally active NR2B antagonist. It was discovered by GR. It is being co-developed with Forest Laboratories as the potential treatment for chronic neuropathic pain, including pain caused by type 2 diabetes. Forest Laboratories has the rights for Rediprodu in the US and Canada. The company plans to review the complete data and determine the next appropriate steps. Otelizumab enters the confirmatory phase 3 clinical trial called DEFEND-2 as the treatment of type 1 diabetes. Otelizumab, developed by Tolex, is the targeted T-cell immunomodulator being developed for the treatment of type 1 diabetes and other autoimmune disease. Its other phase 3 clinical trial, DEFEND-1, has completed the enrollment with results as expected in the first half of 2001. The pivotal phase 3 study for D-acetylamine as the potential treatment of cystinosis has enrolled its first patient. D-R-cystamine is the delayed-release oral formulation of cystamine by titrate. The phase 3 study is a multi-center randomized crossover outpatient study. It is meant to study the safety, tolerability, and pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics of D-R-cystamine given every 12 hours compared to the immediate release cystamine by titrate in cystinosis patients. The study centers will be located in North America and Europe. IR-cystamine has been approved by the FDA and EMA to treat cystinosis. The DR formulation is intended to reduce the dosing frequency and gastrointestinal side effects. Raptor obtained an exclusive worldwide license from the University of California of San Diego for the development of cystamine and DR cystamine for different potential indications. Orexigen reported its obesity candidate drug, Contrave, was able to reduce symptoms of depression at the American Diabetes Association. Common side effects associated with Contrave were nausea, constipation, headache, and insomnia. The review date for Contrave is set on December 7, 2010 by the FDA. Ruling is expected to be by January 31st of 2011. Stalagenes announced the second year result of the phase 2b and 3 clinical trial using Actare, a sublingual allergen immunotherapy tablet, as the treatment of allergic rhinitis triggered by house dust mites. The results showed that Actare was efficacious well beyond the initial 6 months after the treatment was stopped. In addition, its side effect was globally equivalent to what was observed in the first year. Next month, to present Prevonco's preclinical data that involved in kidney cancer, leukemia, and liver cancer models at the International Liver Cancer Association in September. Prevonco is a proprietary cancer treatment for patients with advanced unresectable hepatocellular carcinoma, HCC, or liver cancer, developed by NextMed. The active ingredient of Prevonco is lansoprazole, a proton pump inhibitor that is being marketed by Takeda Pharmaceutical North America in the U.S. The U.S. FDA has granted Prevonco an orphan drug status in August 2008. An IND has been filed for Prevonco in March. In April 2010, the company's protocol that is used to test the phase 2 study using Prevonco as the first-line treatment for HCC is cleared by the FDA. Now moving on to dealmakers. Astellas Pharma has signed a licensing agreement to which it will provide Astellas an exclusive worldwide rights to the Astellas product FK614. FK614 will be changed into ATX-08001. It is a novel first-in-class therapeutic that will be used as the treatment of neuropathic pain. ATX-08001 is a PPAR gamma agonist that has an unprecedented safety profile. Astellas plans to test the efficacy of ATX-08001 in the treatment of postherpetic neuralgia in a phase 1 clinical trial. When one has just found a partner, the other is looking for one. Sphere is currently seeking partner for the development of D-Tagatose as the treatment of diabetes. In addition, it plans to focus the development of D-Tagatose as the treatment of high triglyceride based on the phase 2 clinical trial, which showed D-Tagatose's ability to reduce triglyceride in diabetes patients. The result of the phase 3 clinical trial is expected to be available in the summer 2010. Quintiles and Pranapara Technology enter into an agreement in which Quintiles will support the development of Prana's Alzheimer's disease drug candidate PBT2 by acquisition of about 7 million shares of Prana. In addition, Prana has signed a mandate agreement with Southern Cross Equities Limited for the private placement of up to 225 million additional shares to assist Prana in the funding of its planned definitive phase 2 clinical trial. PBT2 was previously studied in the phase 2A trial. The data indicated that a significant improvement in executive function on the neuropsychological test battery within 12 weeks of treatment was observed in PBT2 treated patients with mild Alzheimer's disease. Now moving on to some of the financial news. Abbott paid a $10 million milestone payment to Depomet as the shingles-related pain drug candidate DM-1796 was accepted for filing. Depomet licensed DM-1796 to Abbott Products. Regulatory decision will be made on the first quarter of 2011. The Ohio Third Frontier Program awarded Phylogeny and NeoProbe a $1 million grant to fund the phase 3 clinical trial of LymphoSeq in patients with head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. LymphoSeq is a proprietary radiopharmaceutical that helps improve the detection of cancer cells by using the medical imaging of the lymphatic system. Russia Microcap Index added Cyclacel Pharmaceuticals into its index. Cyclacel Pharmaceutical is a biopharmaceutical company that develops oral therapy as treatments of cancer and other serious disorder by targeting various phases of the cell cycle. Now, moving on to regulatory news. The FDA approved the generic version of Arimidex developed by Teva. Arimidex is currently being marketed by AstraZeneca. Anastrozole is used to treat certain form of breast cancer in postmenopausal women. Now, moving on to the last bit of the podcast. Access to Medicine Index ranked GSK, Merck, and Novartis as the top three companies based on how readily the companies make their products available to the poor living across the world. Access to Medicine is the Dutch Foundation. It is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Dutch and British governments, Oxfam, and other donors. Generic drugs companies are also ranked separately. The top three companies are Ranbaxy Laboratories, Cipla, and Dr. Reddy's, all are Indian companies. And that's it for today's podcast. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check back at Pharmapodia next time for more update. Goodbye for now, and see you next time.